in the limelight.
The Iranian president's visit to Moscow and a cordial meeting with his Russian counterpart are indicative of the importance and depth of the two countries' ties that cover various fields and are rapidly expanding. Dear listeners, in this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading Sky is the Limit to Tehran-Moscow Cooperation. Stay tuned, please. The Iranian president's visit to Moscow and cordial meetings with his Russian counterpart are indicative of the importance and depth of the two countries' ties that cover various fields and are rapidly expanding. Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi and Vladimir Putin both realize that the sky is the limit to the relationship between the two independent powers, which besides commercial exchanges, ought to collaborate with each other as well as with other independent countries on the regional and international scenes in order to protect the interests of the free world. Tehran and Moscow are already cooperating in Syria and have succeeded in saving the legitimate government of President Bashar al-Assad from the terrible plot of the terrorists to dismember an important Arab country. Now they are all set to help Damascus in the reconstruction phase along with another major world power, the People's Republic of China, which has also told outsider U.S. to stay away from Asia and stop its destabilization of the countries of the world's largest continent. As a matter of fact, the trio, that is Iran, Russia, and China, possess the political will as well as the natural resources to build a formidable bloc, along with the other independent countries, to thwart the devilish designs of the Americans. China needs plenty of fuel for its expanding industries, and both Iran and Russia are awash with hydrocarbon resources to meet its needs. As the world's top two countries, blessed with underground natural gas reserves, the three countries share the same views regarding Afghanistan, which has lately been freed from the two decades of U.S. occupation, and are resolved to ensure that Kazakhstan remains independent of Washington's meddling. Whether it is the West's incursions into Ukraine or the U.S. provocations in South China Sea and the Persian Gulf, Tehran, Moscow, and Beijing are determined to play the pivotal role for resolution of conflicts and restoration of peace and stability. The military exercises among the navies of the three countries are part of the efforts to test the prowess of their forces in the case of emergencies. This does not mean that Russo-Iranian or Sino-Iranian ties are solely military in nature. No, the purpose of the three independent powers of Asia is to safeguard the security of the region and the world. And this includes busting of the West's hold on international commercial and financial exchanges through the economic terrorism in the form of the illegal sanctions. The ties ought to be so strong that no sanctions can affect Iran, Russia, and China.